He needed to get Sir Charles out of the hall at night. This would be easy to do if his wife made Sir Charles fall in love with her. But although he beat her, she refused to help him with his evil plan. Then Stapleton met Laura Lyons. We know that he made her write a letter to bring Sir Charles to the Moor Gate on that sad night. The hound, which was shining with phosphorus, chased Sir Charles down the yew alley. Sir Charles's terror was so great that his weak heart stopped and he died. But the animal did not touch the dead body. The hound had run on the grass, so it left no footprints, except the one found by Dr. Mortimer. You see how clever Stapleton was. Neither he nor the hound had touched Sir Charles, so there was no sign of murder. The only two people who might suspect him, his wife and Mrs. Lyons, could not be certain about what he had done. Anyway, neither of them would inform the police about him. Next, Stapleton learned that Sir Henry had reached England, so he went to London. He hoped to murder Sir Henry there. He took his wife with him, but he wasn't sure that she would keep his secret, so he did not tell her the truth. He locked her up in their hotel. She knew that he had some evil plan, but she was too frightened to give Sir Henry a clear warning. Instead, she sent him the letter made of words cut from a newspaper. Meanwhile, Stapleton was wearing a false beard and following Sir Henry. He needed something to give the hound Sir Henry's scent, so he paid a maid at Sir Henry's hotel to steal one of his shoes. The first one was a new one, and didn't have Sir Henry's scent on it. It was no use for the hound, so he put it back, and another, older shoe was stolen. When the shoes were changed, I knew that the hound must be a natural and not a supernatural creature.